This is Matt Wells at UN News. Confirmed cases of COVID-19 in Syria are in the low hundreds, but it's only a matter of time before the disease reaches those sheltering in camps in the war-torn country. That's according to the World Health Organization's Dr. Akgemal Magtymova, who's the UN Health Agency's representative in Syria. She's been speaking to UN News' Daniel Johnson from Qamishli in the northeast of the country, where she's just visited Al-Hol camp. That's home to tens of thousands of youngsters caught up in the more than nine-year conflict.
In the northeast, I have arrived only yesterday. It was 12-hour journey, road travel. On the way, actually, I have seen several alerts. Still, the situation is not very calm. There are still kidnappings and some armed clashes, despite the ceasefire, which is generally observed. So I have been in Al-Hol camp yesterday, whole day. Al-Hol camp is the largest of five official camps in northeast. It hosts 65,000 women, children, majority, and men. The situation is also devastating. Out of 12 hospitals here, only one hospital is fully functional. There are some other hospitals which have been accessed by cross-border partners. 10 hospitals have been accessed by cross-border partners, even if they were not totally fully functioning. And currently, as WHO, we are able to have access to 8 hospitals.
Right. And in Al-Hol camp in the northeast that you said you visited for the first time yesterday, did you see many children?
I have seen many children. In fact, of course, there are a lot of ethical dilemmas and a lot of thoughts have been going through my mind. Actually, 60% of Al-Hol camp are children. Only 40 are adults.
Gosh. So maybe you could describe the level of urgency within the camps in the northeast. You've mentioned Al-Hol, but also in the northwest, where there's about 1 million people who've been displaced by the ongoing violence. How is the COVID-19 threat there emerging?
Right. Out of the total population of Syria, one-third of Syrian population is internally displaced, and over half, 12 million, are in need for health care. Currently, I am calling from the northeast, and we have approximately 100,000 in formal settings, and there are also informal settings which will host approximately 150,000 people. When we speak about COVID and when we speak about disease outbreaks, WHO, our main concern would be to understand and prevent the epidemic or dangers of it and risks of it. And camps and camp-like settlements would be our major concern, because if COVID cases get there, transmission will be difficult to stop. It is difficult to expect that those who are in the camps will be in a position to practice regular hand washing, physical distancing, or other public health measures. Even bringing water supply has become a challenge because of the cost and overall economic situation. And it becomes an ethical dilemma in Syrian context, really, when we speak about economical impact of COVID and overall regional economic crisis. When we speak about comparing to war, and it is 10 years of war and starvation, COVID seems to be benign.
So the health threat itself seems to be benign, but the lack of remittances being sent home from other neighbouring countries, that must be having a terrible effect on people who are already living, most of them, 9 in 10, I believe, on less than $2 a day.
That's right. 90% of the population of Syria are living below poverty line. And we know that half of Syrian population, almost half, especially very skilled ones, including half of Syrian doctors, nurses and midwives have left the country, and they have been supporting their loved ones from remittances abroad. Over the past months, we have seen a lot of repatriation flights bringing Syrian people from abroad, those especially who have lost their jobs, given current global pandemic and its global economic impact. It is going to further push current situation and humanitarian crisis to the brink.
And just to go back to the camps one last time, most of the COVID cases that have been identified and confirmed, they are in government-controlled areas, aren't they? Mostly in rural Damascus. So for the time being, the camps are safe from the new coronavirus. Is that right?
That's right. As we speak, there are 256 reported cases. 9 deaths, 102 recovered. In the northeast, 5 cases have been detected and 1 death. No cases detected, and no, we do triangulate in epidemiology also, and we have evidence to say that camps yet have not been affected. And we, WHO together with health partners, are doing our best to keep those settlements protected. So far, there is zero cases. And we are prepared because it is going to be just a matter of time until COVID reaches those settlements.